Hi, this is Yitz Novak, and we are studying Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, the third Mishnah of the third chapter. This Mishnah is going to introduce to us some limitations of Chazakah, specifically what type of claim Chazakah needs attached to it for it to actually work. Ko Chazakah She'ein Ima Taina, any Chazakah that does not accompanied by a formal claim, meaning any 3-year possession of real estate that is not accompanied by a claim on the part of the person in the occupant that the property is legally acquired, ain't a chazaka, is not considered a chazaka, and despite the fact that he has been there for 3 years, or he held it for 3 years, the possession, because there's no formal claim attached to it or with it, it does not count to serve to establish ownership. It's not creating a chazaka. Ketzad, what type of case? How would this happen? Amar lo. So the owner says to the squatter, Ma ata oseh b'toch shali? What are you doing in my field? Amar. Who amar lo? And the squatter replies back to the owner, Shalo Amar Li Adam Dever Me Olam. Nobody ever said anything to me. Here, the squatter doesn't claim to have acquired the field, doesn't claim to have received it as a gift, but justifies that he was there because nobody said anything to him. In other words, he's admitting to being a squatter. He's just not making, he has a chazaka because he was there for 3 years, but in theory, but he doesn't have a claim, so it's a chazaka without a claim, and therefore it's not worth anything, and ain't a chazaka. It's not a valuable chazaka. It doesn't, the Mishnah is teaching us that this will not work. However, the case, the squatter replied back and said, Shemachartali, you sold it to me, or Shenasatali b'matana, you gave it to me as a gift, or even Avicha Macharli, your father sold it to me, or Avicha Natanali b'matana, or your father gave it to me as a present. All of these are valid claims, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us, Harezu Chazaka. All of these examples, they'd work because it's a chazaka with a taina. It's a chazaka. It's trying to establish possession with a valid claim. And therefore, his 3 years of sitting and squatting on the land are the chazaka that establish the ownership. And he's able to do that because it's based on a valid, legally standing claim. Haba mishum yerusha. One who comes to a property by inheriting it, Einu Tzarech Taina. This is different than anything else because since it's due to an inheritance, he doesn't need to have a claim. And the reason why is, as Rashi teaches us, the person who's using it, the one who inherits, how is he supposed to be, he may not be familiar with his father's business or his family's business, and he just gets the land because he inherits it, but we can't assume that one who inherits it is familiar and up to date with all the dealings and would have all the documentation, and he just knows that the property is his because he inherited it. He wouldn't know if his father took ownership of it as a gift or if his father bought it or anything. So in this case, the need for a taina to establish a chazaka is not necessary. And Mishnah is going to continue. Ha'umanin, craftsmen, v'ashutafim, and partners, v'harisim, sharecroppers, v'habitrupsim, and administrators who have power of attorney over somebody else's property, ein lahem chazaka. All of these people, they don't have chazaka. Their possession does not constitute proof of ownership. Each reason is, everything is different. Craftsmen, they take things into their property, and just because something's in their property doesn't mean that it legally is theirs. Somebody could have given them something to work on, and his possession doesn't count as evidence that he acquired it, because it's very possible he was given it to repair. Partners, this is referring to partners of a property that is too small to be divided on the of having four amos by each side. So, you know, that person is if he uses the land for 3 years, that doesn't mean that he bought out his property, his partner. It just means that he was using it. It doesn't. It's not a, that would mere possession wouldn't symbolize and wouldn't serve to establish ownership. And a recent sharecroppers who are paid for their labor, they could have been on the field for 3 years. He's paid per hour. He's paid for his labor. It doesn't mean he owns the field. And apotropim, which are administrators of estates, or for somebody who doesn't have the ability to have a financial doesn't have financial capabilities of managing whatever it is. So the apotropis, who's the administrator, just because he has he's given the reins to manage the estate, that doesn't establish ownership. He's not owning. He's servicing the owner. So all these things, that doesn't constitute a chazaka. Mishnah continues. Ein la ish chazaka b'nechse ishto. A person can't make a chazaka on the property of his wife. V'lo la isha chazaka b'nechse ba'ala. Nor can a woman make a chazaka on the property of her husband. V'lo la av b'nechse aben. A father can't make a chazaka on his son's property. V'lo haben b'nechse ab. And a father and a son cannot make a claim on the father's on the father's property. What are these cases referring to? With all of these limits that the mission just listed, the machzik with regards to somebody who's holding possession of the piece of property, meaning the squatter who occupies the land, which somebody else is making a claim. Somebody else. I will benose matana, but somebody who gives a present, and brothers who split, presumably inheritance, but even just brothers who split things, and somebody who decides to, if a convert dies, and somebody without children or grandchildren, his property is hefker. Somebody could it's easy for somebody to just take the piece of property, machzik b'nechse ger. All the person has to do to make a chazaka in these cases is na v'gadar paratz kol shu, is he has to either close off a field, put up a door, or gather or enclose a property with a fence or parats, or make an opening in a door, or make a doorway to allow him to open it. These three types of acts symbolize ownership, and therefore arezu chazaka. One is able to make a chazaka because these acts demonstrate ownership in these types of in these unique types of situations. That's because when somebody's inheriting or picking up property of a convert or receiving a present, they don't need to have a formal property. They don't have to hold a deed for 3 years. They just have to demonstrate that the new object is theirs, and the way that one does that is by being na gadar uparatz. Mishnah Dalet, fourth Mishnah. We're now going to diverge slightly and discuss witnesses coming to testify on behalf of a chazaka. So, Hayishnayim me'idin oso sha'achla shalosh shanim. If two people come and testify that a person literally ate the produce for 3 years, so he was on the field, and the witnesses say that they consumed the produce for 3 years, which previously had belonged to somebody else, but this occupant claimed to have bought, and based on his claim, right, previous mission we say that Chazak needs a taina, based on his claim, his taina, they establish the possession, and then Nimtzu Zomen, these witnesses are found to be false. So they have a responsibility Mashalim and Loas Akol. They have to pay the original owner the value of the land, and any produce which was consumed during the 3 years, because their testimony established a chazaka, which deprived the owner of the right to recover the value from the occupant. Shnayim Berishona. If two witnesses came and testified that somebody consumed the produce in the first year, Shnayim Berishniyah, Shnayim Berishlishah, three sets of witnesses come to testify in the three separate years, Mishal, and they're all found false, Mishal Shlominahim, they have to split the fees and the restitution to the owner. Shlosha Achim, the Echad Mitzarif Behem, if there were three brothers and one joined with them, Hari Elu Shalosh Edios. These are three, considered three distinct testimonies. The case here is three brothers testified to the Chazaka, each attesting to the separate years, and one person, one fourth individual, testified for all of them. So Reuven and Ben testified in year one. Reuven's brother Shimon and Ben testified in year two. Reuven's brother, other brother Levi, testified with Ben in year three. And then they're considered three separate testimonies. And if they there's not a, one could say that one can make the case that if it's all one testimony, then two brothers can't be associated with the testimony, the one testimony, it should be puzzle. We don't go that far, we just say they're all separate testimonies. However, with regards to Hazama, with regards to falsifying testimony, they're all considered one. That's the Mishnah's telling us, Hare Eidu Shalosh Edios, Vehein Edus Achas Hazama. However, if they're going to make them Edim Zomim, then they're considered all to be one, and all of them would have an equal share if they're discredited to split the costs of the ownership. The way it would break down is that they would basically be broken up into six different fees. Each of the one brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, would have to pay a sixth each, and Ben, who was there all the time, would have to pay half. And in effect, all of the brothers are partially fined, because even though only perhaps one of those years was wrong, or all of those years are wrong, but they're all considered one for Azama, and they're all considered separate, so that they're not discredited by virtue of the fact that they are brothers, which would ordinarily discredit in other cases of testimony.